7:35 now at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. And welcome into the program our Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and we're expecting snow here, and you say you'd like another couple inches down there?
I know that sounds terrible, but if we get two more inches, 1.9 actually, we'll take the all-time record from 1880-1881. So I think we've gone this far. It'd be great for it to snow late at night and go away before we get up in the morning and take the record.
I will set up a big fan and see if we can blow it down your direction, because we've had plenty here, so you can have some of ours.
Yeah, we've had plenty, but really we're only second to 1880 and 1881, which is pretty amazing. It's been a snow fairyland. It's just beautiful when the snow is on the ground, but I have to tell you, the sun's coming up, and I live on a small lake, and the geese are flying by, and I'm so happy that spring is around the corner.
Spring is around the corner. We know spring is around the corner because your office in Mohawk is now open 2 days a week, and will be through the summer, right?
That's right, and a lot of people like to use that office because you have so many wonderful recreational opportunities up there.
Yeah, so that is...
More snowmobiling, it sounds like, coming up for you, too.
Yeah, we may have a lot of snowmobiling yet here across the Copper Country, so if you're planning on doing Secretary of State business, you can do that in Mohawk now on Tuesdays and Thursdays through the end of October. Actually, the real reason that we're talking this morning, though, is that the push is on to get people signed up for organ donation, and I want to share a story with you, Ruth, about a friend of mine who lives down in the Kalamazoo area. He was born with cystic fibrosis, which is that terrible disease that basically eventually makes you drown in your own lungs, which is just awful.
Right.
When he was born, his doctors told his parents that he probably wouldn't make it past his 18th birthday. Mm. Well, Todd is his name is Todd, it's not me, it's just a coincidence. Todd is a determined fellow, and he made it well past his 18th birthday, and every time it looked as if the disease was catching up with him, they came up with some innovation that kept him going for another few years, until about a year and a half ago, when doctors said, this is it, the lungs are gone, there's nothing more we can do. And my friend started making his final preparations. He's in his 40s now. He made it that long. He started making his final preparations, and then one day, just a little over a year ago, he got a call from the University of Michigan Medical Center, and they said, get here right away. We have lungs for you. And his family rushed him to Ann Arbor. The doctors put two new lungs into his chest. Within 48 hours, he was posting on his Facebook page from his hospital room, telling me and his other friends about how much easier it was for him to breathe. And now, just a little over a year later, he's planting the crops he's going to plant on his farm this year. That all happened because somebody made a very courageous choice to donate their organs or the organs of their loved ones at a very terrible time. And that's what we want to see more of, isn't it?
We do, and I admire your friend Todd's his spirit and his determination. That's great. And we have 3,300 people like Todd right now on the list in Michigan, and some of them wait and they don't get that call. And so we've been encouraging people to think about signing up on the organ donation registry, and this is the Donate Life Month, so we have things all over the state. Matter of fact, you have a couple very dedicated people up there from the Linus Club, both Madeline Hiller and Sandy Egberts, who will be at the Secretary of State's office in case somebody has any questions about it. But if you sign up to be on the organ donor registry, you can save the lives of up to 8 people and improve the quality of life for 50 others. Truly a hero. And we know in Michigan, we were one of the worst states in the nation. We had 27% of Michigan adults on the list. And we've been asking people, put it on our social media, put it on our forums, and we've worked so well with the Lions Club, the Donate Life Group, Michigan Eye Bank, and we've seen that increase now. 45%, almost half the people in Michigan, have signed up to be on the organ donor registry. And with that momentum, we're hoping to surpass the national average, which is 48%. But that means we have 3.5 million people right now to thank for signing up, but also encourage the others. We have lots of room for more people. It's never too late to sign up. My mother's 86, and I said, Mom, this has become a great passion. Would you consider signing up? And she said, oh, there isn't anything I've got anybody'd want. But actually, our oldest donors were 101 and 103.
Really? How does one go about signing up?
You can do it one of several ways. One is to go into that office up in Mohawk. And by the way, I'm coming up in, this month later up into the UP, so I'll have to find out what how big a boot I'm going to need for all that snow. But you can sign up at the Secretary of State's office, or you can simply go online at expresssos.com, and that's where you can, when you go to get your tabs, you can go online now. You can do it right up to your birthday for 94% of the people and just carry the receipt and we'll send you the tabs. Or when you go on to get your driver's license, on the 8th year you have to come in for a picture, but on the 4th you can do that online too. When you do that, just ask, just check the box that you'd like to be on the organ donor registry. We'll get you a little red heart that will go on your driver's license, put your name on the registry, and then your next driver's license, when it's new, will embed that little red heart on there that says that someday you're going to be the hero. And it's just amazing how one person can save the lives up to eight people and increase the quality of life, such as sight, mobility, and tissue for 50 others.
Yeah, I know when I got my new driver's license, I've always had the little sticker on it, and there it was down in the lower right-hand corner. It's right there in red, donor with a little heart after it, because I signed up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. That means you're on the list.
Oh, I signed up as soon as they made it available years and years ago, because it's the kind of thing that you really need to do now when you're not in crisis, because unfortunately, so many times, this question has to be asked at a terrible time. Someone has just lost a loved one in a terrible accident or something like that, and then the doctors have to come out and say, listen, do you want to consider this? I know it's a terrible time. Do your family a favor and make this decision now and tell them about it so that it's not something that's going to have to be debated when they're grieving, right?
Oh, boy, you're absolutely right, Todd. It's so much better if people just take the couple minutes it takes to go online or stop at the office and get that little red heart. And you're also right. Let your family know what it is that you'd like to, even though you're on the organ donor registry. There's no time like the present to get signed up to be on it. And I have talked to people, and I have met so many people that are donor families, and also so many people, and got to hold a little girl in my arms that had a new heart that saved her life. She's just a little teeny thing. She grabbed my sunglasses and put them on, and we've got a picture of it, and I keep it up in my office to remind me how important it is that we keep up the this notion that we need to let people know that they have the ability if they want to. And we know that when we push to make the public aware what they can do to give the gift of life or quality of life to others, that Michiganians, who are so kind and caring, once they know, they really respond, and they have. But we still have, we're at 45% right now, and the national average is 48, and I'd sure like to surpass the national average, not because it's competitive as far as numbers go, but we certainly know it will save lives. It could be your family member. It could be yourself. And it's such a nice, wonderful, heroic thing to do by just signing up to be on the organ donor registry, and anybody can do it.
Ruth, I know you're on a tight schedule this morning, but thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Oh, thank you, and I can't wait till I come up and wait till I tell my staff how much snow you're getting. We'll make sure that we we wear the right gear. We'll get the snow gear back out from last month from here.
Stop by while you're here. I'd love to see you.
All right. Sounds good, Todd. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ruth Johnson, our Secretary of State here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Again, go to the Secretary of State website, go to the Secretary of State branch, and sign up to be an organ donor, and to whomever made that decision that saved my friend's life. I'm sure grateful.